Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, good morning. Oh, look
good
at her.
Good morning.
You guys can't see her, but she's totally dancing. Totally dancing. It's awesome. I love it.
Had my eyes closed and everything.
Oh, that's so great. So, hey, good morning. It is Mortgage Mom Radio. It is Saturday morning here on Go Country 105. And what do? We take calls. We answer questions live on air. And we talk everything from mortgage to real estate to kids. And today's actually a really special day for us because we are working on our backpack drive. And today is the day.
Today is the official day.
The official day.
Today's August 4th, people. We've been talking about it.
We are talking about the backpack drive. And, you know, what is the backpack drive, Marla?
The backpack drive is where Mortgage Mom Radio has teamed up with DCFS in our local communities. A plural, because we're working with a lot of communities right now. And we're trying to help the kids in foster care, primarily in the teenage years, collecting everything from school supplies, hygiene, backpacks, clothes, everything that a kid needs to go back to school and be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's really important. I mean, these kids, they don't necessarily have what they need, you know, to make it back to school and to do what they need to do.
Wow,
and
these phone calls.
Yeah, we love it.
Just coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but we definitely want to make sure that if you're out there and you want to know how you can help and how you can donate, please give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is the number four. We have our entire Mortgage Mom Radio team out today. They are here in the studio with us and they are taking the calls. We will direct you to the right place. If you can't make it out to the office today to drop off supplies, you can go to Facebook. We actually have a link on Facebook where you can donate money. You know, if you guys want to, and I know we're far away, if you want to, you know, put it right in the mail, Amazon it over, you know, it's free shipping. Feel free to do that, but call us and let us know what you're doing so that we know how much more, you know, supplies to expect.
Yes.
Or to anticipate. But again, you guys can call us. We want to hear from you. It's 844-935-3634. You know, and why are we doing this? You know, why is it so important? I mean, we've had actually a couple of comments were made, you know, earlier in the week, which, you know, it that happens. You know, it's something that is going on and people don't necessarily understand, you know, what it is that we're doing and how we're trying to help and why we're helping. So, you know, a couple of the comments came in saying, you know, well, the foster parents, they do get money every month to help support the kids that they take in and that they take care of. And, you know, I'm not going to put a number out there as far as what they get per child, but I can tell you that it's not a lot of money. I mean, the way that my kids eat at 13 and 17 does not even cover the amount of money that these parents get to take care of these kids, let alone what they need to go back to school.
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't really matter what these parents
are
getting.
It's not about that whatsoever.
It's not about that. It is about making sure these kids are going back to school with confidence and comfortable and they're happy because yes, any bit of money that these families are getting is not enough, especially for these older kids to go back and be prepared. And yeah, you're being able to maybe feed them and put a house over their head.
Right.
But
there's a lot that goes in. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into, you know, children that are in foster care and many of them, you know, have, you know, sometimes medical issues and some of them need to go into counseling and, you know, there's things that are going on because they've had a rough childhood. Obviously that's why they're in, you know, they're in the system and they're in DCFS.
Correct.
So our job here at Mortgage Mom Radio, what we're trying to do is it's for a good cause. Everything that we are gathering are truly supplies, backpacks, lunch bags, pencils, pens, rulers, calculators, everything that these kids need to go back to school. And we're actually packing backpacks and we're giving away the backpacks to these kids so that they feel good on their first day of school. And that is what it's all about. It's not, you know, if you guys give us a monetary donation, we are taking every single dollar dollar that you give us, and we are going out and we are buying more supplies so that we can get one more kid a full backpack and ready to go with all everything that they need to have for that first day at school. So, you know, I mean, I know being, you know, I was a teenager, I've got teenagers, I'm a girl, I've got boys, and I, you know, we're all going out, we're taking them out, we're getting them spiffy, we're getting their haircuts done, they're getting new clothes. I mean, between their socks and their shorts and their t-shirts, even if it's just a couple of pairs, I mean, you know, the kids that we're really focusing on are junior high school and up. And, you know, it's going to be the first time that some of these kids have to go into a locker room and change. Well, I mean, we can't send them out there in their Fruit of the Looms and their tighty whities.
Or their Minion underwear. Those aren't cool anymore.
They're not.
That's what I hear, at least.
I mean, from sixth grade to seventh grade, it is such a huge jump. And from eighth grade into ninth grade, it's another big, huge jump. Right. And, you know, these kids just need to get out there and to feel good. And we're taking everything from, you know, school supplies to hygiene to clothing. You know, if you have, you know, some very gently worn clothing. I mean, if you wouldn't put your kid in it, please don't bring it to us. But, you know, we've got gently worn clothing that these kids could use as well. You know, I mean, it's, again, we just want these kids to have a great day, get off on the right foot, start their year, you know, their school year good, have confidence. Like Marla said, you know, that's the biggest thing, is you want to walk on your first day of school feeling good, like people are looking at you and you got a little spring in your step. And, you know, that's what this is all about.
Well, yes. And a lot of these kids, they're already going with, their confidence has been pushed down. They're not as comfortable in their own skin right now because they also are having all these family issues going on. I can only imagine being going into junior high and then everything behind closed doors was falling apart as well.
Oh yeah, that's
just
hard. Yeah.
Just too much. You've got to be able to put them back out there and get them their confidence level up, and so that they can grow.
Right. No, absolutely. So that's what today is all about. This is our backpack drive. We are hoping that everybody that is out there that is listening is going to give us a call. If we don't answer your call, we will call you back. I promise the entire team is in. So we're taking as many calls as we can. But the number is 844-935-3634. We will point you in the right direction so that you know exactly what you can do. What is going to be a lot of fun, though, is that we are actually here at the Mortgage Mom Radio studio right now, and we are doing this show. And when we are done at 8 o'clock, we're going to go on Facebook Live. So if anybody is out there in the car and they're driving around and they want to come on down and they want to see us and you're not too far away, we understand we're in Stevenson Ranch, we're near Magic Mountain. So that could be a bit of a distance for somebody in Riverside or San Bernardino. But if you're, you know, in the Valley and you know, Woodland Hills, Tarzana, even in LA, Santa Monica, I mean, we're not that far, you know, get in your car and come on down, stop at the grocery store if you're a guy and go pick up some pens and, you know, I mean, just, you know, pick up these kids just something and come on in, come on, check us out, you know, meet Debbie, meet Marla. We'd love to, you know, meet you too. And be here when we go live on Facebook at 8 o'clock, because we're going to pan everybody and say thank you for everything that you guys have done. We'd love to have you part of the entire atmosphere of the day. I mean, it's a big, big day.
Well,
for
you should
us.
See everybody right now. Everybody's running around and they're just having fun.
Yeah.
It's a really good, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yes. We've got the backpack drive vibe going on.
Okay. I'm not even going to try that. It's too early for that one.
All right. So you guys are listening to us, you know, you're feeling the pain of the kids and we're trying to get them back to school and feeling good and feeling happy and, feeling, you know, content and confident and all of those words that I need a thesaurus.
We need a thesaurus for the thesaurus.
And hey, these kids could use one of those too.
I swear, when I was younger though, and like we first started having to use a thesaurus in school, I swear I was like, is this some kind of like reptile?
Right.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you guys want to know how you can help, so number one thing you guys can do is you can always call us. It's 844-935-3634. We will point you in the right direction. The second thing you guys can do is you can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. If you click on the about/events, it will bring down a little, you know, little another page, and you guys can click on Backpack Drive and it will give you everything that you need, including the link to actually donate in money if you'd prefer to do that. It has our address so that you can come and see us, drop everything off to us, and we'd love to meet you. We'd love to see you. We'd love you to be here live for the recording. So if you happen to be out and about right now and you guys can stop by, please do that. We'd be happy to meet you, happy to see you, have you part of the show. And we are going to go live at 8 o'clock on Facebook. So please, if you've not already liked our Facebook page, make sure that you do that so that when we do go live, you guys will actually see us pop up on your phone if you guys are on Facebook.
Right. And if you do have questions outside of the donation, please call us.
Yeah.
We're still here. We're still doing mortgages today, but we are focusing in
on our backpack drive. No, the backpack drive is really, really important, and we definitely need to do that. And I think that, you know, there's just so much that goes into this, and it's, you know, it's returning. It's good karma. You know, I mean, we're lucky to have, you know, good relationships with our spouses, and our kids are in good homes, and, you know, we're taking care of them, and we're getting them all of their needs met. And, you know, our kids are probably still going to turn out to be little turds. But, you know, they're getting the opportunity that they need to succeed. And so, you know, we're trying to give back to the community. We're trying to give back to those that are less fortunate. And it feels really good.
It really does. And you know what? I'm going to piggyback on what
you're
going to
backpack on.
I'm
going
to backpack on this backpack.
All right.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, when you're blessed in life, it always helps to spread that blessing.
Absolutely.
You know, why be selfish? Why keep all those blessings to yourself? Share them. Share that blessing.
Share the wealth.
You know?
Share the wealth.
It's just
absolutely.
Like when you know, if you make a margarita, don't make one, make two and share it with a friend.
Because things
or
are always
too strong.
Yeah. Things are always better on margaritas. That's for sure. Or wine. You know, you can't pour one wine glass. You've always got to have a glass with somebody else.
But you can't do straws with wine.
No.
It usually doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Right.
It really doesn't. Anyway, so, you know, back
on topic.
Back to the backpack drive. You know, we'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love your help. Please call us right now and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. Like we said, if we are too far away, we get it, but we do have the link set up so that you can give a monetary donation. If you guys have clothes that are gently worn, you know, these kids can use everything. And, you know, when I say everything, I mean everything. You know, they need everything from even hygiene. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, girls. I mean, I don't personally have teenage girls, but I was one at one point. And, you know, I know all about all of the different things that, you know, that I needed. I mean, I needed hairspray and I needed hair ties and I needed makeup and I needed feminine hygiene items.
Right. And for the boys, I think I've mentioned this a few times, Axe body spray.
Yeah. Well, Axe body spray. And Manny had so much Axe body spray on yesterday. I think we both about wanted to fall over.
Yes.
But, you know, that is something that's important to these kids.
And, it is.
You know, it's not something that the parents that have them that are fostering them, you know, the money that they're getting on a monthly basis per child is just not enough to cover all of those needs.
Those things that, you know, that those parents are getting, the foster parents are getting, is for necessities. Things that these children cannot live without, which would be
food,
right? And a house
roof,
over the heaven.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, these phones, I just love it.
I love it. Yes. Please keep it coming.
But you know, you guys have to remember back to being in junior high and high school. Sometimes the necessities are just the bare minimum. And like we mentioned before, and we're probably going to keep saying this, we're going to get a thesaurus so we can change up the wording on it.
Thesaurus. Okay.
Our goal is just to pass on these blessings and have these kids starting school confident.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, everybody is here. They're here at the studio with us.
Running around being crazy.
They're running around. They're collecting items. People are coming through the door. People are calling. Please, please, please keep calling 844-935-3634. Please help out as much as you possibly can. They will get you pointed in the right direction so that you can find the link to the website. You know how you can actually give a monetary donation. You can bring in clothing, like we said, hygiene items, and then, of course, backpack items. And when we say backpack items, we're talking about backpacks, lunch bags, calculators. I mean, these kids are in junior high and high school. They need the, I think they're called TI calculators. You know, the ones that do the algebra
Texas
stuff.
Texas Instruments, I think is what TI stands for.
You know, they do all the algebra stuff.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we are in mortgage and we do finance on a daily basis.
Never ever made a graph.
I have not had to use my geometry skills.
Right. I have not had to put in three points to make a picture on a calculator.
I'll tell you what, honestly, what we use every single day in mortgage is percentages. You know, all of the fractions that we thought was crazy, like in fifth grade. You know, we're literally talking in 5/8 and 7/8, and we're talking in 1/8% daily, and we're doing interest rates and we're running monthly payments and principal and interest and all of that stuff. But we've been very lucky to not actually have to, like you said, draw anything out. I don't need to know what the acute side of the triangle is. You know, but these kids are going into school and they've got to pass school so that they can move on to the next level. And, you know, that would be something that they need. So if you go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on the about/us or about/events, I think is what it is. You'll see the drop down. You'll see the drop down. It says backpack drive. Click on it and it's going to take you to that list of everything that we need to have and everything that these kids are short on, you know, that they need. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times. I mean, I know that I already mentioned it earlier in the show, but, you know, these kids are walking into something new that they've never done. I mean, you know, I talked about the boys and how they can't be in their tighty whities changing in the locker room for the first time into their PE clothes. But you know what? They need tennis shoes too for PE. And, you know, the girls, I mean, they're changing too in front of other people. And, you know, that's embarrassing. Embarrassing is not even a big enough word, but it is so horrible. I remember that first day having to take my shirt off and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, it was so embarrassing. Imagine if your underwear has holes. Ugh. Imagine if your socks have holes when you're taking your shoes off to change your clothes. You know, in junior high and high school kids, I mean, let's face it, like, they're not nice. They're mean.
They're so mean.
So mean. You know, some other kid is going to get made fun of because of that. And it's something that, you know, they just can't help. You know, they have no, you know, possibility about it, you know? So they've got no way to fix it, I guess, is the word that I'm trying to find.
At that age, you are very tunnel vision. And so you don't see the big picture a lot of times. You're very much just, I'm going straight forward. And if somebody standing in front of me is mean, they don't necessarily pan out into seeing all the other people that are caring. And so if we could just help them focus on their path and making sure that that is a comfortable path for them, then, you know what, by all means, they're going to start, you know, opening up that vision for themselves.
Absolutely. So, hey, everybody out there that's listening, and I know you guys can relate. I know that, you know, you're listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. I get it. You guys want Go Country to play the country music, and we do too. We love it. Country is our friend.
We can start singing. Call me now if you'd like me to start singing a song.
It's not a good idea. We actually tried last night. We thought maybe we'll do that tomorrow. I'll get things started, but it didn't go over well. Yeah. But you know, everybody out here listening, you know, you guys are country fans. You love Go Country 105. So do we. That's why we're on this station. But we all have kids, and you guys are listening to Mortgage Mom Radio, and you know that you're listening to us for a reason, and I hope it's because you really like us and you like kind of the funny things that we say, and you know, we talk about the kids, and we'll kind of get into some of those stories here in a little bit since this is all about our backpack drive today and it's all about the kids and everything. But you know, you think about your kid and think about everything that child costs you.
Now pick up your jaw and calm back down.
I was going to say, should we do a moment of silence for a second?
No, everybody just fell over and was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, literally between, you know, the school lunches and, you know, everything that they eat you out of house and home for number one. Then if they just want to go bowling with some friends, like just one extracurricular activity, and that has nothing at all to do with sports. I mean, if you've got a kid that is a sports kid, and I do, trust me, I've had baseball kids, you've got football kids, I've had lacrosse kids, you know, you name it, they've done it. And it is expensive. It is so expensive, not to mention...
Very expensive.
Not to mention all of the other things that they need. So, you know, I just want you guys to put yourselves in that situation and say, how can we help today? If I'm going to pick something up for my kid for school, pick up one more thing.
Right.
And just bring it in, drop it off, ship it to us. We don't care. If you can get it to us, you can help in some way. You know, we're thankful. We are so eternally grateful for that. I mean, it's just, we want to make these kids' lives better. And, you know, again, I mean, just think about what the expenses are of a normal child and think, could I pick up just one item?
Right.
Right?
Just one item.
And, you know, I mean, it could be a spiral notebook that's 99 cents. I mean, that's going to be impactful.
Places they are less than that in most places right now, especially with school starting. I mean, you could probably get a three or four for like a buck.
Well, Heidi was at Big Lots and she picked up, you know, they were 27 cents a piece.
Right.
I mean, you know, you guys can do it and you can impact somebody in such a small way that you have no idea. So please, please, please call us. It's 844-935-3634. Go to our website, MortgageMomRadio.com. Don't forget the radio, but go to MortgageMomRadio.com, click on the About/events, and you will see the backpack drive, and everything that we need will be there. If you guys have kids that you have, you know, bought clothes for, and trust me, I am a working mom, and so is Marla. I do a lot of school shopping on Amazon.
I do it all online.
So there's very, very frequent times that I buy things that show up that do not fit my children because I got the wrong size. Hey, if that happened and it's one outfit, bring it in. That's awesome. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
It's going to make such a difference to, you know, somebody else's life. And really, at the end of the day, isn't that what we're doing, right?
Right, yeah.
We're all here to try to make a difference in somebody else's life. And somebody else is trying to make a difference in your life. So why not just keep passing it forward? You know, what is it? Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Yeah. Well, and that's what this show's all about. I mean, like you asked me last week, you did the interview with me and you said, you know, what is it that you want from the show? And, you know, what do you want? Where do you want to see the show go? And I was explaining that, you know, I was very, very lucky that I grew up in the home that I grew up in and that my parents had the knowledge. And without even knowing, I was that knowledge was sinking in. Yeah. Like you don't even know that you're getting it. You're absorbing
it. What is it called?
It was like telepathically, but
that's it.
It really wasn't, but you're hearing them. You know?
I think of the other one with the plants, you know, when oxygen just goes into the plants, what's that called?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But that's what I think of it.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah.
You know,
no,
just sucks it in.
It starts with an H. It's HY something. And it'll hit me like in, you know, during our next commercial break, it'll totally hit me. Yeah. And I'll be like,
somebody call us right now. Yeah. Some teacher, please call us.
I'm telling you, I would come.
Hip, hip, hop, hooray. No, that's not it.
I will come up with it. You trust me. Like, as soon as we stop talking.
Hypothesis right now. I think that's what you're thinking of.
I'm not. It literally will. As soon as we stop talking and
it's
we
like
go to a break. No, we will come
something.
Up with it. Yes. If you're out there and you're a teacher, call us and let us know what it is that we are missing. Something synthesis.
Photosynthesis.
Thank you. See?
Yes.
I told you we'd come up with it.
We just got an A-.
Absolutely. So, hey, guys, we're going to go to a quick break. We'd love everybody to please help. Couple of things. You guys can come out to the office. We're here. We're right now at our studio. Everybody from our team is here at the office as well, and they are collecting goods. You guys are welcome to walk through the door starting right now, and we are going to be here until 2 o'clock p.m. today gathering items. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to go live on Facebook, and we're going to do it right in front of anybody that might happen to be here. So please come on in. You don't need to make an appointment. You don't need to RSVP. Get in your car, drive on over. You guys can watch the Mortgage Moms go live on Facebook. We would love for you guys to be here. We're going to pan the audience. We're going to introduce our whole crew and show all of the, you know, items that we've gathered so far. And it's really going to be a great morning and a really nice, nice day. So, you know, go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Call us 844-935-3634. We'll get you all the information that you need to talk to us and, you know where we are and how to get here and all of that good stuff. And we're going to go to a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Right.
All right. See y'all soon.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Mortgage Mom Radio here. Guess what time it is? It is back to school time. And what does that mean? That means that there are a lot of kids that don't have what they need. So what are we doing here at Mortgage Mom Radio? We are doing a backpack drive.
We are coupling with DCFS of Los Angeles County, and we'll be collecting items from July 30th to August 4th, collecting anything from school supplies, books, games, hygiene, and collecting it here in our office and putting together bags.
Help us. Help donate. Get everything that you need all rolled into one. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747, and we will get you our address. We'll get you that list of items that we need for these very, very unfortunate kids that could really use your help. We all know how expensive that they are. We've all got kids, and we all know how big that back to school day is. So let's send them off to school, make them proud, make them feel good with a new backpack and all of the supplies that they need. Please call us. Please help. Please donate to your community. 844-935-3634, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, welcome back. Thank you so much for listening. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux. And as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Marla Geezer. And you know what? You said my name and you said your name. And you know what just came to my mind?
Compliance.
Compliance.
But we're not talking about anything today. We're not talking about loans. We're not talking about loan programs. We're not talking about anything. So I think that we actually...
If I am anything, I am a good girl.
Yeah.
And I am going to obey the rules for Susan.
Obey the rules for what? We're not even talking mortgage. We're talking about nothing. And all of our licenses and everything are at the end of the show.
All right.
I think
Susan,
we're good.
Are you guys listening?
Yeah, you can get mad at me and get mad at the mortgage mom.
Yeah.
Call me and get mad at me. But what is today, guys? I know you've all been listening this morning. Yeah, we're going to dance
today?
To it. It is Mortgage Mom Radio's backpack drive.
Yes. backpack.
It
you
is
know how many
back
times
to
I've
school.
Spelled it wrong this week?
It is back to school backpack drive. And what are we doing? We are collecting items and donations for the kids that are in foster care. And we are literally going to give as many backpacks full of school supplies to these kids. We're not giving the money. Money's not going to the families. It is going directly to the kids that need the items. And we need everything from school supplies to hygiene to clothing, gently worn or brand new, shoes, socks, underwear, you name it. These kids need it. And we want to send them off to their, you know, first day of school feeling really, really good.
Which is in 2 weeks.
Chipper. I mean, we want them feeling chipper.
Chipper. Well, I'm pretty sure nowadays that a lot of the teenage folk don't say chipper.
No?
No. They also don't like to be, they also don't like to be called teenage folk, I hear.
Did I use that word? Did it just come out?
No. You said chipper.
Yeah.
You did say
said folk.
I did. I literally just said it.
I love it. Twice. I love it. Hey, if you guys are out there and you're listening, you want to help and you want to donate and you want to do something for your community and all of the kids that need your help, please give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. Our entire team is here at the office and they're answering the phones and they're just helping us out in any way that they can. They'll get you guys set off, you know, to the right place. You can get to our website and get all of the lists and everything else.
Dancing when all the phones ring.
I know they're all running around. If we don't answer, it'll go to the call service. We will call you back. But we are here at the office today until 2 o'clock. We're going to be live on Facebook at 8 a.m. If you come on in and you check us out, you stop by, you're going to get a picture with the Mortgage Moms. You're going to get to meet us. If you're here at 8 o'clock, you're going to get to watch us go live on Facebook. If you guys have not followed our page on Facebook, make sure that you do that so that you can watch the show. So, you know, that way it'll pop up for you when you're on Facebook waiting for it. So check out Mortgage Mom Radio on Facebook and make sure you like the page so that you can watch us go live at 8. But if you want to see us go live at 8 live, like for real live in person, come on down to our office.
L-I-V-E
live.
That's a song. L-I-V-E live.
That's a real song?
That's not.
Are you sure?
I think so. It might have been from the 80s.
Y'all should see her totally dancing in her seat. It's really quite funny. But we need you guys' help and these kids need your help. And so our entire show today is going to be all about this backpack drive. And anybody that, you know, the other thing you guys can do, even if you don't have the money to help and there's just no way that you can get supplies to us, you know, go to our Facebook page and share our posts about the backpack drive. Even just getting it onto your page would be so helpful because one more person might see it that wants to help, that wants to donate. So, you know, go to the page, find our backpack drive post. We've got numerous of them on there. Been trying to do one, you know, one every other day or so, so that we know that we're getting some traction out there, and just share it for us. So
just share it. Or you know what? Sometimes you can just do a little snippet of it on your phone and text it out to your friends. Maybe you have friends that aren't on Facebook. Text it out to them and say, hey, look, these fantastic gals, the Mortgage Mom Radio team is doing this wonderful thing for the kids in foster care. And now you've just passed it on to a whole nother group of people that hadn't even heard about us because they're not out there on the...
They're not on Go Country. Right. They're not listening to Go Country, so they don't know anything about it. And that's what we're saying. You know, help us make this viral. Help us make this go viral. There are so many kids. I would love to be able to, you know, walk into the county office with so many backpacks that it's going to take, you know, 5 of our cars to get it all there and everybody helping, you know, to bring them all in completely packed and ready to go. And I'd love to have a couple boxes of some clothes and, you know, all of the different hygiene needs. I mean, they need deodorant and the girls need their hygiene, their feminine stuff. And, you know, there's makeup. And hey, you know what? If you're a hairdresser and you just want to be able to help, and again, you know, give away a couple of free haircuts. Like, let's get these boys high and tight. Let's get these girls, you know, their bangs trimmed. And I don't even know if girls wear bangs anymore. I mean, I think
they're still.
But you
real.
Get what I'm saying.
They're relevant now. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying. You know, I mean, anything that you can do to help, if there's something that you do in your field that you can give away a service that is going to make another kid feel good, or you've got extra clothes at home that your kids just don't wear, or maybe they grew out of them and they're gently used, bring them in. You know, if you I don't know. I mean, if you work at Macy's at the makeup counter and you know that there's a whole bunch of, you know, what are those called? You know, the samples, you know that you've got a whole bunch of samples, bring them in, do anything that you can do. Right.
I love samples.
Yeah, me too. I love them too. And I guarantee you that there's a teenage girl that would absolutely be in tears happy over some samples of some makeup.
Seriously. Cause nowadays they have those little boxes that people get, right? So they send you samples of different products every month. And let's be honest, you're not using all of those products in there because there's some stuff that you might not use. Bring those in because girls love that stuff. Miniatures of lipsticks and perfumes and miniatures of anything is pretty awesome.
Yeah, don't forget the Axe body spray for the boys.
Yeah, Axe body spray or, you know, Old Spice body spray. I mean, there's like a few hundred of them.
Yeah, but absolutely. What are the girls spraying on themselves these days?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Somebody call us. Let us know.
Yeah, but I guarantee you that there is a teen. Yeah, I guarantee you that there is a teenage mom out there. Like there is a mom that has a teenager, which is what I mean. Not like, you know, a teenage pregnant mom. But there's probably a couple of those too. But
whole nother day.
But I guarantee you that there is a mom of a teenage girl that knows what these girls are wearing as far as smells go. So you know, go find some samples. I mean, we're not asking for anything crazy. But we do need your help. We want you guys to call us 844-935-3634. We'll point you in the right direction to see our list of items that we need. We're here. We're at our studio. We're at our office. Entire team is here. We want you guys to get in the car, drive on over, come see us, bring something in, take pictures with us. We'd absolutely love that. We'll post it to our Facebook page so that we can say thank you to each one of you individually. You know, and then watch us go live on Facebook. I know it's 8 a.m. I know we're doing Facebook at 8 o'clock. We know. But you're up right now listening to the show, so you're up.
People, you got to start waking up early now because when school starts, it's
around the corner. Right, school is around the corner. Right. You know, I mean, we were just talking about that yesterday. How like school's 2 weeks away, and there's so many parents. I guarantee you, stay at home parents that are like, yes.
Yeah.
And then here we are where we're like working moms and we're getting in the car and we're trying to get to work at the same time that these kids are trying to get to school.
Yes.
And the school traffic is like, oh,
yeah.
School's back. Yeah. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's good. The kids are getting educated and they're busy and they're not sitting around. I mean, mine have been playing video games all summer long.
Mine pretty much have too. I mean, during the
Fortnite,
day.
And then, is it Fortnite time in your house? Like all the time?
I don't even want to say that word out loud. That's how much I strongly dislike that game.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's mayhem.
Yeah, it is. Call us in. Tell us about your Fortnite stories.
Yeah. I mean, when we were kids, we weren't even allowed to have a video game console. Like my parents didn't believe in them, so we didn't have them. Right. And then all of a sudden, you know, Nintendo came with the Super Mario Brothers and, you know, we were kind of like young adults and we're like, hey, cool. You know, this might be fun. And we could maybe spend 30, 45 minutes playing. And then we were kind of like over it and let's move on to the next thing. And then it was just totally, you know, done. And now it's like, I mean, they got their headsets on and they're online and they're talking to friends across the country, right, somewhere else. And
that's what mine do too. Yeah. They're, you know, one's on their phone FaceTiming one person and the other one's on their phone FaceTiming. And so I feel like I have 17 kids upstairs in my house and I'm
I need to sleep. I got to go to work tomorrow.
I'm like, what's going on? Do I have to feed these people? And
yeah.
And then they're like, Mom, it's just the two of us.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, I heard at least seven other people.
Oh, well, I know. And, you know, my kids are going, can we have so-and-so to spend the night? Can we have so-and-so come over? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why? I'm like, I got to work tomorrow. But we're just going to be playing video games.
Oh.
Okay, you're just going to be playing video games turns into like yelling and screaming and, you know, and I'm sure that it's very exciting. I'm sure that these kids are totally enjoying it. But the video games are killing me.
I am ready for
school to come back in. Traffic and all.
Every mom that I talk to right now is saying, yes, let's just call the people who invented Fortnite and say, we do not like you. Please take it off.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be offensive at all, but, you know, I really don't like you. Yeah. But I'm going to call out some moms right now because I know a lot of people that are up and out.
I think that's great.
Yeah. So I'm calling out my friends, Diana, Stacy, Mindy, Erica, Elvira, Monica, Lexi, everybody, come on. I know you guys are up right now. You're up and getting ready to go to football because we have football really early this morning. So get your tushes over here. I want to see you guys. Bring some stuff over. Help us stuff backpacks. Or just come over and just support this amazing cause that we're helping out with.
Yeah. And everybody that is listening, please, please, please give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. If you don't know how to help, call us. We will point you in the right direction so that you can help us. If you guys want to come on out and see us in person live right now, our address is on our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on about/events, and click on the backpack drive. I mean, it's really that simple, and everything is there. You guys can help if you're out in Riverside, San Bernardino, Ontario, you know, all of those areas. We know you're too far to get out here to see us. We're in Valencia at Stevenson Ranch. So we know that there's going to be some people where we're too far away to help, but that doesn't mean that you can't help. We've got a link where you guys can do a monetary donation. You're more than welcome to ship any items to us that you'd like. I guarantee you that between Target and Walmart and Amazon and all of those different places, there's some sort of a store that's got free online shipping.
Well, they do have free online shipping, and a lot of them too let you go online, order it, and have it sent to a store. Just tell us. We'll go pick it up at the local Walmart, the Target, yeah. You know, whatever it is, it's all right here, you know? So just let us know and we'll make the little extra trip for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You guys can go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. And like I said, click on about/events and you'll see Backpack Drive. Go ahead and click right there. You can go to our Facebook page and Mortgage Mom Radio. So as long as you don't forget the radio, you're always going to find us, but go to our Facebook page. You can find posts there as well. It'll get you to the same place. Please make this go viral, guys. Help us out. We get it. There's a lot of people that don't have the means to help, and we understand that very much. Just share it. Make it go viral. Every single person listening to this show right now, we are on Go Country 105. This is a huge radio station. We span from Riverside to San Bernardino, Orange County, LA County, Ventura County. This is a giant radio station. We know that we have got a minimum 20,000 people that are all listening to us at this point in time. So if every single one of you right now just got on your Facebook, and I know every one of you guys have one, go find our page, Mortgage Mom Radio, and all you've got to do is find one of the Backpack Drive posts and share it. Just doing that could help this thing go viral, seriously, and it could really make a huge smile on a really, you know, sad kid. Like, right. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that they're all sad, but I'm just saying like this, that you could just truly change a kid's life by doing something that simple.
Right. It's all life impacting. And you know what, that's our goal is we, as Mortgage Mom Radio, we want to impact everybody's lives in the better, whether
absolutely.
It is to do mortgage, whether it's to help you get better credit, whether it's to give you just advice, whether it's to show you how to change a diaper for a newborn. We got it all.
Oh, we do.
And we're doing is asking for a little bit of help for all the other kids.
That's right. Yep. No, but it's going to be fun. And actually our Facebook Live, maybe what we should do, I got an idea. Like it just popped in my head. Are you ready? And I know you love it when I come up with ideas.
Sometimes
she's like, oh boy, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So this is actually what I'm thinking. So when we go live at 8:00 on Facebook, I think that we need to teach, because last week in the episode, we were talking about swaddling babies.
Yes.
So I'm thinking that Facebook at 8 a.m., we're going to teach you how to swaddle.
I know where you're going. Yep. Actually, this is one of your ideas that I'm going to stand behind it.
You're going to stand behind
this
one?
And I'm going to support it.
Yep. And then we're going to get the whole Mortgage Mom team out. Right. And we're gonna race. We're gonna swaddle race.
Who do you think's gonna win this one?
Oh, I am.
Oh,
hands down.
Laugh, laugh, laugh.
LOL.
LOL. Out loud. What? Yeah. No,
That is LOL.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're talking about the LMAO and you know, all that good stuff.
I'm pretty darn good. I'm pretty darn good because my older son, I actually swaddled him for a good.
I think you
for
said
a long
last
time.
Year,
yes.
Last week on air, I think that you said you did it for a year.
Yeah.
I've got the newest one. He's only two.
Yeah.
So my swaddling skills are more up to date than yours.
Oh, well,
so,
okay.
I mean, it's going to be a tight, close race.
It's going to be a tight, close
it'll
race.
It'll be a really good one.
Yes.
Now we've got a lot of moms though. We've got Jackie, we've got Vivian, we've got Heidi, we've got Cherry Rose. We've got a lot of moms that, you know, that have all
but
done this.
You know where I'm going to place my money right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to place my money on Larry.
On Larry?
Yes.
You think so?
Oh, I think he has some hidden swaddling talents.
Talents? You think so?
In his you know,
yeah,
manness
in his manhood.
Yeah. Well, not in his manhood, well, but maybe in his manness.
Well, you know what I love about Larry though is that Larry's a dad, and you know, he's got kids, yes, and he's very proud of it.
Yes,
you know, and he
should be.
Yeah, no, but and he takes pride in that, and I can absolutely see. You know, he's such a great person that I can absolutely see that when his kids were little, he was probably very, very involved.
I guarantee he was changing diapers
and, you know, changing clothes and doing all that good stuff. So
right. He's probably in the other room right now laughing.
Like, I'm doing what?
He's like, I don't change diapers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, hey, if you guys want to see some swaddle racing, you want to check out Mortgage Mom Radio, come on down to our office. You guys are welcome to come right now. We're going to go live at 8 o'clock on Facebook. So if you haven't followed our page already, make sure that you do that so you can actually watch the so the number one we're going to do is we're going to actually teach swaddling. And then after
instruct,
we're going to instruct some swaddling. And then after we're done instructing swaddling, then we're going to get into the swaddle race. It should be a lot of fun. I mean, today is a big fun day.
This is
our backpack drive. We're so excited about
it. Let's start dancing.
You know, and it is a good time. It's fun. And you know, it just feels so good to help. Yes. It really does.
So
let's just make it a really fun day and let's do some. And hey, you know what? Maybe those will open us up to some new things. Like maybe next time we go Facebook Live, we need to do diaper racing.
Yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't truly know how to change a diaper, we'll teach them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've got some talents here between the two of us. I mean, we've got some mom talent.
I just thought of a really good thing that we could do as a race and like have a little competition in here.
Go.
Hopscotch.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Just put some tape on and hopscotch it out.
Yeah. I bet you a lot of people don't even know how to do hopscotch anymore. How about like the old Chinese jump rope?
Are probably
you remember Chinese jump rope?
Oh, I totally know Chinese jump rope. I used to do the double dutch in one too. Now I'm sure.
It's all floating back, right?
It's all
now you're putting
back.
Yourself back in, you know, junior high school, leaving sixth grade. You're going into this new huge school and you're like so intimidated and you've got your brand new clothes on and your brand new backpack
and
you've got
your
hair all done.
Different.
And your makeup's on. I mean, we're girls, okay? You guys are listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. But I mean, I was like putting the makeup on and doing the hair. I had a perm back then. I mean, we're going back. I mean, I'm dating myself, but I was permed.
Well, do you remember what was the biggest thing when we were in junior high was to do the high bangs?
Like huge high bangs and you sprayed them.
Them.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Oh, yeah. Ginormous bangs.
I'm going to wear my hair like that.
You're going to wear it? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not today because I don't have enough time or enough hairspray.
Yeah.
But next Facebook Live, you're going to see me with some bangs and I'm out. There we go.
That might be good.
Early
I used to do that. And it was like, you know, you had to bring the roll brush up with the actual, you know, hair dryer. And then you had to spray the hairspray and then do the hair dryer. So you could spray the hair, like dry the hairspray on it to get that bang look.
And then you put the curling iron to it. And you can remember when you'd hear it sizzle because you had so much hairspray on it.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's really funny. If you saw pictures of me like in seventh and eighth grade, even ninth and 10th grade, I had the major Brenda 90210 look. Like that was the look. I had the most massive bangs. So even when we got past the whole humongous bang look and it was just bangs.
Going?
I just had the big giant, like my hair was totally straight, but it was the big Brenda 90210 bangs.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring in a picture for you.
Okay.
It was pretty good. All right. So everybody listening, I know you guys are having a blast listening to us today. We're talking about fun stuff. And, you know, where were we going with all of that is that, you know, the first day of school is so important. And these kids, we need to send them off, you know, have a really good school year. And we want them to feel really good walking into their first day at the junior high school or their first day at the, you know, at the junior high school. I said junior high and high school.
Yeah.
Either way, we're working on these kids that are in junior high and high school. And they need to feel good. And these kids are in foster care and we are actually partnering with the DCFS to make sure that we are bringing these kids backpacks and school supplies and everything that they need so that they do have a really good start to the year. And you know, the beginning of the show, if you guys missed it, because I know a lot of times you guys are going to jump out of the car and you know, you might have just flicked the, you know, the radio on right now. We talked all about how expensive our kids are, and I think we almost had to take a moment of silence when we thought about what they cost us per month in expenses, you know, between just their sports and food and clothing and, you know, activities, you know, just going to go bowling or see a movie.
You're stressing out the listeners right now.
I know, but these are things that a lot of these foster kids don't get to participate in.
Mm-mm.
Some of them could be very, very good ball players. They could be great at baseball. They could be great at basketball. They could be great at football. And you know what? There's just not enough money for them to be able to do the sport that they're great at. And this is not today about, you know, helping to donate or raise money for these kids to go to the DCFS, what we're doing today is we just want to send them off to have a really good, great day, first day of school. Yeah. You know, and how can you do that? You guys can help. I mean, give us a call right now. It's 844-935-3634.
Come on, keep the phones ringing.
That's
people.
Right. It's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4-844-WE-LEND-4-U. Our team is here. They're taking calls. They'll get you put in the right direction.
Love it.
So that, you know, you guys know exactly where you can go to get that list. We kind of called out to everybody maybe 5-10 minutes ago and said, hey, could you guys please go to our Facebook. If you don't have the means to help, we totally get it. But just, you know, doing one thing, just sharing our post about the backpack drive.
Yep.
If we've got 20,000 listeners right now on this show and 20,000 people go to their Facebook page and share one backpack drive post from Mortgage Mom Radio, imagine how that could change the dynamic of what we could do with today.
Yes.
We have 1 hour on Go Country 105 to make this a big event.
Let's do it.
You know,
come on, people.
And let's make it
challenge.
Big. So if you guys can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can check out our backpack, event page, literally just go to about/events. And you can see, it'll say backpack drive. You can go there and get all the information that you need. You guys can donate money if it's easier. If you can't make it out to the office, we're going to be here at the office today until 2 PM collecting donations that you bring in. Marla and I are going to be here. You get to meet the mortgage moms. If you're here at 8 o'clock, you can see us go live on Facebook. We just came up with the idea at 8 AM. We're going to do some, swaddling races, which should be really good. We're going to teach all you boys.
I already forgot.
All you boys and men how to swaddle in case you don't know how to. It was actually kind of a cute story last week on our show. But, you know, there's so much going on that you can help in so many ways. I mentioned it earlier. These kids need haircuts. If you are a hairdresser, you know, maybe give away a couple of haircuts. We get it. You know, it's something that you can do, maybe not necessarily having to pull some money out of your pocket, but you're going to make some kid feel so good. If you work at a makeup counter somewhere and, you know, there's some
samples,
you know, and we don't want you to steal or anything, but,
no,
but
we do not condone that.
No, but if, you know, your manager says, hey, take those samples and go give those away, you're going to make some teenage girl feel really, really good about being able to go back to school on her first day of school, into junior high and into high school. Anything that you guys can do, we are not asking for major, major things. If you can bring in a pack of pens, if you can bring in a pack of pencils, if you can bring in a calculator, if you can bring in a spiral notebook, I mean, that's sometimes, you know, we found them at Big Lots for 27 cents. We want the pieces of clothing. If we get money from you, we are absolutely taking that money and we are going shopping as the mortgage moms, and we are going to do as much damage with that money as we can. We are collecting the items, we are putting them together, and we are going to walk into the county office with all of these backpacks, fully stuffed and fully packed and fully prepared to send these kids off to school and to have a really great day. So please do anything that you can to help. Give us a call, 844-935-3634. If we do not answer, our call service is picking up and we will call you back. We will make sure that you are getting to where you need to be. If you guys want to, like we said, go to the website. You can do it that way. Go to our Facebook page. We've got plenty of posts there where you can find what you need on the Facebook page. And like we said, if we can make this thing go viral, it could absolutely change the lives of so many kids. If I can get every single person that is listening to the show right now, go to your Facebook, find us, Mortgage Mom Radio. If you don't put in the radio, different Mortgage Mom. Mortgage Mom Radio. Find us and share one of our posts about the backpack drive. That is all we are asking you to do. And that could make an amazing difference in how our day turns out.
Yep. It's
all right.
Going to be, and it's already amazing day. We're having tons
it is.
Of
We're
fun
having
out
such
here.
A fun. Yeah,
yeah, it's
absolutely.
Tons of fun. So if you want to come out here, come out, see all the fun, enjoy the fun, and be included.
Yeah,
in the
be
fun.
Part of it.
And maybe you might win the swaddling contest. You never know.
Hey, we can get you our listeners out
there
getting in on it.
The only prize we are giving away is the honor of saying that you won the swaddling contest. But
you know what, though? It could actually turn into a pretty good instructional video for somebody that doesn't know how to do
Seriously.
It, a new mom or a new parent.
Seriously.
So it could actually be pretty good. It could be a lot of fun.
We could sell it over to the hospitals too.
Yeah.
This is how to do it, people.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to go to a quick break and then we'll be right back. And we're just doing everything today is all about our backpack drive, and anything that you guys can do, our listeners, to help us out and to make this a really great day is fantastic. And we'd love to see all of you. Our doors are wide open. We're here at the office until 2 o'clock, and you guys are welcome to walk in at any point in time. But if you can get here before 8, you guys can watch us go live on Facebook. It should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Come on.
All right. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Mortgage Mom Radio here. Guess what time it is? It is back to school time. And what does that mean? That means that there are a lot of kids that don't have what they need. So what are we doing here at Mortgage Mom Radio? We are doing a backpack drive.
We are coupling with DCFS of Los Angeles County, and we'll be collecting items from July 30th to August 4th, collecting anything from school supplies, books, games, hygiene, and collecting it here in our office and putting together bags.
Help us. Help donate. Get everything that you need all rolled into one. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 474747, and we will get you our address. We'll get you that list of items that we need for these very, very unfortunate kids that could really use your help. We all know how expensive that they are. We've all got kids, and we all know how big that back to school day is. So let's send them off to school, make them proud, make them feel good with a new backpack and all of the supplies that they need. Please call us. Please help. Please donate to your community. 844-935-3634, and we'll talk to y'all real soon.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
So what are we doing? We are collecting every item that you could think of that a kid would need to go back to school, from clothes to hygiene to haircuts. Somebody give us some haircuts. Somebody give us some coupons for some free haircuts. But we need all of the supplies. We need backpacks. We need lunch bags. We need pens, pencils, calculators, erasers. You possibly can think of it. We need it. Loose leaf paper. What did they used to call that?
Binder paper.
Yeah, but remember it was like a 3-inch college ruled or something like that, right? Like
I think that's still what it's called today. Yes. I don't think they changed the technical names of the notebooks, but
I know.
Yes, college ruled.
College ruled. That's
yeah,
what it was,
college
yeah.
ruled was yeah. the yeah. But that's, nowadays they want them, like, you want to have 5 subjects and they're these huge things and they're hard to find. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're asking for people's help, so that these people don't have to go out and find them.
That's right.
Poor kids.
So, hey, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. How are you guys going to get these supplies to us? So really your choice. You guys can come on down right now. We're here. We're at our studio. We're at our office. We've got our entire team in. They're taking all of the phone calls right now. They are pointing you in the right direction. If you're calling and you want to know how you can help, they're going to get you that information. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, click on about/events. You'll see Backpack Drive is one of the drop downs, and you can go ahead and do it there. You can do a monetary donation. You can ship us items. Just give us a call and let us know what you're buying and what you're shipping, so that we can be prepared and on the outlook, look out for it to come. Yep. So that we know, exactly what additional that we are getting. But we are trying to, pack up these bags, and we just want to make this absolutely special. And we're going to actually go live at 8 o'clock, on Facebook. So we're going to do the show here on Go Country, and at 8 o'clock we're going to go live, and we want you guys to watch, and we want you guys to talk and thumbs up, and we're going to teach you
how
to.
We actually want you here. We want you here.
Yeah. We actually want you here watching us
office,
go live. Yeah.
Our studio.
Yeah.
Come in, come say hi, come and take a picture with us. Just come and enjoy all the fun that we're having, because it's a blast over here. And you know what? Sometimes you have even more fun when it's people, you meet new people, and you're just having extra fun, and you're doing something special for somebody else. Party.
Right. Absolutely. So come on in. We're going to do Facebook at 8 a.m. live, and you've got a couple of minutes still to get in the car and get here. But everybody that is here is going to be part of our Facebook live, so that'll be a lot of fun. But we will be here at our office until 2 p.m. today, so anybody that wants to make deliveries, maybe you just can't make it right now, but you want to come in a little bit, we'd be more than happy for you to come at any point in time. So we'll be here until 2 o'clock today gathering those, anything you might have, like we said, from gently worn clothes to brand new clothes to hygiene, and all of the items that these kids could possibly need to get them back and on their way to their first day of school. Let's get them on track. Let's make them happy. Let's make it fun. We've talked about it over and over again, but the first day of school is just such a very impactful day for a lot of these kids. You've got you're coming out of sixth grade, you're coming out of elementary school, and you're going into junior high for the first time, and going into high school for the first time. You've got hormones raging, rolling through your body,
literally rolling.
pulling
your body.
Yeah, pulling your body in every direction that you don't even know which direction to go first.
I mean, seriously, and your head's telling you something different than your body's telling you, and your friend's telling you something different, yeah. and you're just feel like you're spinning out of control, and you don't know if we could just kind of
we're just gonna try to bring that, you know, anxiety down just a tad, just a notch, make them feel really good about their day. If we can get socks, if we can get underwear, I mean, you know, this is the first time these kids are going to be changing in the locker room, and if they've got holes in their socks or holes in their underwear, or, you know, a poor young girl isn't, you know, wearing a bra that fits right, you know, and I'm pretty sure I can say that word on air. I don't think it's a dirty word.
Fits right?
Bra.
I got you there, but you're like, what?
Wait, what? But for real, you know, I mean, these are very impactful things for these kids. So anything at all that you could possibly do to help us, we'd really love. And we talked about it right before the break, and I'm going to say it again. You know, we're on Go Country 105. You guys are our listeners. You guys are country music fans, and we love that. We are country music fans too. That is why this show is on this station. But we know that every single person out there, whether you've got kids or not, you know what we're talking about. You've all been through school. You've all done that first day. You know what it takes to, you know, to get these kids off to school and off to a good year. And even if all that you can do, every single listener out there right now can go to Facebook and click on or find Mortgage Mom Radio, find one of our backpack posts, just one of them.
Just one.
Go to your Instagram. We're Mortgage Mom Radio on Instagram as well. Find our backpack post. If you guys can help make this viral, I mean, we've got, you know, it's 20,000 people that can go there and can share one of our posts about this. And it could absolutely turn something that, you know, we're hoping will turn out well to turning out amazing. And that's just going to make
phenomenal.
That many more kids have such an amazing first day back to school.
Absolutely. So. And even if you don't have kids or you don't remember junior high and high school, just think of the little thing that you're doing to help put a smile on a kid's face. That should be the ultimate.
That should be the end all that, be all.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
End all be all. Yeah. Just come in, call us.
Yeah. You know. So call us 844-935-3634. The phones are ringing. We've been busy all morning. If we miss your call, we will call you back. Do not hang up on our call service. We will call you back. We are here. We are live. We are at the office. The entire team is in. You are more than welcome to get in your car and drive on over right now. Come see us. We're going to be here till 2 o'clock. You're welcome to see us anytime. We're going to be live on Facebook in just a couple of minutes, and you guys are going to be, you can watch us actually be kind of silly. We're going to teach all of the anybody at all, new parents, dads, nobody, somebody that doesn't know how to swaddle a baby. We're going to teach you how to do that. And then we're gonna do some swaddle races. But you know, go to Mortgage Mom Radio on Facebook, go to mortgagemomradio.com on the website. If you, you know, you could find anything, everything about this backpack drive, you guys can find just by going to anywhere, Instagram, Facebook, our website, or calling us. Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. Do not forget the radio. Please make us or help us make this day special. Please help us get as many kids off to a good school year as we can possibly make that happen. We really, you know, it feels so good to help. And I think that this morning has been really, really exciting. And I hope that you guys can all hear, you know, the excitement in our voices and, you know, just where we're trying to bring this to. We want to make this such a huge event and it feels so good to give, you know, get on our giving train. You know, you said it a little bit earlier.
Hop on
the giving train, get on the giving train. And you said it earlier, you know, pay it forward. I mean, and we said it, you know, you may not have the means to help. We get it. Not a big deal. Share our posts. You know, let's make this go viral. Get on Twitter, like Mortgage Mom Radio on Twitter. And we've got the posts there as well.
Right.
We've got the posts at every single call sign you can find. The Instagram, the Twitter, Facebook, everywhere.
Yeah. Or just come in and help
and
us.
And come on in and check
and
us out.
And stuff the
see
backpacks.
Us.
I mean, that's helpful right there because you can literally be a pivotal part of helping us give those backpacks back to the kids. So.
Absolutely. Or you know what? We can send you off to the store. You guys can go buy some things for us.
Yeah.
You know, anything. So definitely come on in and see us. Go to our Facebook. Go to our Twitter. Check us out. Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We're going to be live on Facebook here in just a couple of minutes. So don't miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Get ready.
Get ready. And we'll be back next week.
We will be back next week.
And we'll actually be talking
like
about we'll be talking about some mortgage and real estate and all that good stuff
and
news.
Stay tuned for mortgage related information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys all have a great day. We hope to see you. We hope to meet you and have a good one.
Bye.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179, Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB-0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB-0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.